ever walked into a city for the first time and just, you know, felt something like a vibe and energy, almost like a magic in the air.
Yeah.
Yeah. So today we're diving into this idea, asking like, what if we could actually design cities to, I don't know, bottle that feeling, and not just any feeling, the good stuff, creativity, connection, that sense of belonging, all of that.
Right.
So we're talking Virtuopolis today. And our guide to this whole concept is this paper, blends ancient philosophy with, you know, cutting edge tech. It's really interesting.
Yeah. And what's so cool about Virtuopolis is it's not your typical smart city thinking. It's like, imagine a city's digital twin, but instead of just traffic lights and parking sensors, you're capturing the soul of a place.
Okay, so not just a digital blueprint, but more like a living, breathing tapestry of art, history, and that intangible feeling you mentioned.
Yeah, exactly. Think about like the feeling of community you get at a local festival, or that buzz of ideas at a late night cafe. Virtuopolis wants to capture and really analyze those experiences.
Now, this paper breaks Virtuopolis down into these three layers. First up, the things.
Okay, so this layer is all about a city's cultural DNA. We're talking historical landmarks, you know, those iconic buildings, but also the novel set there, the films shot on those streets, even those local legends whispered in old cafes.
So it's more than just a digital museum, right? We're talking about preserving the stories and context that really make a city's history come alive.
Precisely, and that leads us to the second layer. The flows. Here's where it gets really interesting, because we're mapping the movement of ideas, that creative energy.
So imagine being able to visualize how ideas, maybe sparked in some small art studio, could spread throughout the city and eventually impact everything, from architecture to even social movements.
Yeah. We could track where artists kind of congregate, how public spaces encourage collaboration, or even how a city's layout influences, like the exchange of ideas.
So it's like mapping those invisible currents that make a city intellectually and artistically alive. And honestly, that's a pretty amazing concept in itself. But then there's the third layer, the experiences.
This is where Virtuopolis goes from fascinating to potentially revolutionary. Now we're talking about measuring the impact of culture on people's lives, not just in terms of numbers, but how those experiences make people feel.
Wait, we can measure how art makes people feel. Tell me more about that.
It's ambitious, but it's not, you know, as far-fetched as it sounds. Imagine like sensors in these public spaces actually measuring people's heart rate variability as they experience a new art installation, or even just analyzing social media sentiments, seeing how people's moods kind of shift after visiting a park versus, you know, a crowded shopping mall.
So we're talking about using data to understand the emotional landscape of a city, which is pretty wild. You know, that's something you don't really think about, at least I don't, with traditional urban planning.
Exactly. And this is where Virtuopolis kind of goes from theory to a really powerful tool to build better cities.
So, okay, we've built this incredible digital twin capturing all this data about a city's soul. Then what? How does this actually become something real, you know, real world action?
Okay, so imagine you're a city planner and you want to create this really vibrant public square. So with Virtuopolis, you wouldn't just drop the plans, right? You'd build a virtual prototype of that square within the digital twin.
Oh, interesting. So kind of like a test drive for urban design.
Exactly. You could even have residents visit that virtual square using VR, experience it firsthand, give feedback. You could see how people naturally move through the space, where those conversations pop up organically, or even if certain areas just feel neglected.
That's wild. Instead of crossing your fingers and hoping for the best, city planners could actually see how a new park or building or even a public art installation would impact the neighborhood before making any real changes.
Yeah, and it's not just about aesthetics or efficiency. Remember, we're trying to build a city optimized for virtue. So imagine using Virtuopolis to model the impact of, like, community gardens on social cohesion, or how access to green spaces affects, you know, residents' well-being.
And we keep coming back to this word virtue, which I love, but you don't hear it every day in the context of city planning. What does it actually mean to design a city around something as, well, as intangible as virtue?
I mean, that's the million-dollar question, right? It requires a fundamental shift in how we think about a city's purpose. Instead of just focusing on economic growth or technological progress, Virtuopolis asks us to consider what values we actually want to prioritize.
So if we want to live in a city that values creativity or connection, that sense of belonging, we need to actually design for those things. And Virtuopolis kind of gives us the tools to do that in a measurable, impactful way.
Exactly. We can actually start to track and analyze those data points moments that really matter. Things like the number and diversity of interactions in public spaces, or how the design of a building actually encourages collaboration and those spontaneous encounters.
It's kind of amazing to think we could use technology not just to make cities smarter, but to make them more, you know, more human.
Yeah, and that brings us to a crucial point. Virtuopolis recognizes that a city isn't just a collection of buildings and infrastructure. It's a living ecosystem shaped by the values of the people who live there.
It reminds me of that saying, a city is a stage and its people are the actors.
Mm-hmm.
But in this case, the stage itself can actually adapt and evolve based on the stories we choose to tell on it.
Exactly, and that's a powerful idea.
So, okay, let's say we could wave a magic wand and build a Virtuopolis city from scratch. What would it, I don't know, what would it feel like? What values would be like woven into its DNA, its digital DNA?
Well, that's what's so exciting, right? We actually get to decide. And this paper points to things like cultural heritage, creative expression, well-being, all those things are key ingredients. Imagine, like, strolling through a park and not just feeling relaxed, but like truly connected to everything around you, the environment, the people. That's the kind of experience Virtuopolis could help create.
Wow. So we're really talking about designing a city that like nourishes the human spirit, which honestly sounds, I don't know, incredibly idealistic, but also incredibly necessary right now.
Absolutely. And it's not just about feeling good either, right? A city designed around these values would probably be more resilient too. I mean, think about it. When people feel connected to their community, invested in its well-being, they're more likely to take care of it, you know, contribute their talents, actually want to work together to solve problems.
So it's not just about a beautiful city or an efficient city. It's about a city that's, I don't know, truly alive, right? One that thrives on human connection, creativity, a sense of like shared purpose, all of that.
Yeah, you got it. It really recognizes that a city is so much more than just its physical form. It's a reflection of our values, aspirations, even our capacity for like collective imagination. And Virtuopolis gives us a framework to shape those elements consciously.
This has been such a thought-provoking deep dive. I'm looking at cities in a whole new light, I have to say.
Me too. It's really got me thinking. It's pretty exciting to think about the potential of Virtuopolis. It's not just changing how we design cities, but how we experience them, how we connect with each other in those spaces, how we contribute to their, you know, ongoing story.
That is a powerful thought to leave us with. If you could build your ideal city, what would you prioritize? How would you make it a haven for like for human flourishing? Let us know your thoughts. Keep exploring. The future of our cities might depend on it. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into Virtuopolis.